He's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama with
Dick Hugger
and Butta Pecan on a Thursday night.
You doing it big today.
Yeah, we got big fella on, man, and guaranteed to make you laugh.
And make you hungrier than a motherfucker.
If you haven't been watching his video, I put it up on the Smooth Drama TV, man. Some of the stuff he cooks, pretty good. Although, you know.
Yeah, we know you don't know nothing about the kitchen.
But, you know, he will be on the show tonight. We're going to be calling him in. Just to let you know, we will be giving away some free stuff soon.
Free stuff.
Free tickets, free wearable shoe trees, you know, maybe some free alcohol, you know, just shit like that. But if you want to win, you can text the word smooth drama to
the number 41411
from your mobile devices. That way you can also stay up to date on some events that we will be taking part of, one being the new CD 2009 Entertainment Summit here in San Diego. October 10th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you guys want to know more information, you can go to thenewcd.com and register early. You get 50% off of that. But we will be giving two tickets away to that illustrious event for, you know, new artists, independent artists, labels, people that want to get into TV, film, you know, music videos, and cream of the crop people will be there. So if you want to know more information, please visit thenewcd.com. So what do you have today, Mr. Hugger?
I've been thinking about this whole, well, not thinking about it, I've been appalled, actually, by this fucking healthcare debate.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
Out there fighting and crying and shit. What the hell y'all crying for?
Oh.
Hey, this is debate talking about healthcare. That's it. I mean, the people who should be out there crying and hollering should be the 50 million people who don't have healthcare.
Who don't have health
insurance. You people who got healthcare, it's like,
crying.
What?
Yeah. Be happy you got it.
Right. I'm like, shit.
Okay, I don't have health care.
Yeah. And,
you see me crying?
Yeah, Butter be out in the street trying to steal your medical card.
There you go.
Watch out.
Better get through your medicine.
Yeah. Speaking of medicine, you know how we advocate for
what?
For marijuana being legalized. You know, I can't say this enough. I am not a partaker of marijuana, but I see these drugs, and I've done I see prescription drugs, and, you know, there's drugs and syndromes out there that people talk about, and they're selling. And it's like, after reading some of these drugs and their side effects,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you still be better off smoking some weed.
I know.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever heard of restless leg syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I ain't know what the hell.
RLS.
You know, like, I'm
kind of like what you're doing now.
Yeah, just moving my legs.
Well,
like, I got a restless leg syndrome.
Well,
there's a drug for it.
Yes.
Mirapex.
Uh huh. What's the side effect?
Well, the side effects are hallucinations may occur. Increased gambling, sexual, or overpowering urges.
Increased gambling. How the hell does that increase gambling urges? I can understand sexual urges. What, do they put Viagra with this stuff or something?
Well, that's what it sounds like. And, you know, of course, I'm saying that we don't want to just report on stuff. We want to offer
a solution.
Solution.
What's the solution?
For me?
Weed?
Yeah, weed.
Weed.
Butter and I.
Weed.
I and butter.
Weed.
No, no, that's funny. Because actually, Nurofen, you know, sound kind of cool, actually.
Because it gives you hallucinations.
No, I ain't talking about, I'm not talking about for you.
Mm.
You know, I'm talking about for the guys, since y'all don't want to, you know, smoke the chronic with the girl and get the goosebumps going. I'm saying that maybe you give her some Nurofen and she'll hallucinate.
Why don't guys want to smoke chron with women?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Oh. You can, you know.
But I didn't get that.
She'll hallucinate that you Denzel Washington, and
right.
She'll, you know, she'll be feeling sexy, and you can get some.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
and it'll cure her restless leg syndrome.
Right. If she's got it.
Right.
If,
well,
she
if she
don't,
she won't
really
have
matter.
It. So.
Right.
She won't have it.
Right. Now, Abilify. This drug is supposed to help you if you're bipolar and you have schizophrenia.
What is it supposed to do?
If you're bipolar, it's supposed to calm you down.
What exactly is bipolar? When what?
Relative terms, somebody who can be cool 1 minute, then the next minute, you're like, I gotta get this Negro out of here.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm bipolar.
Yeah, you know I say bipolar.
I have a couple people that would say that I'm bipolar.
No, you just bi stupid.
Bi stupid?
Yeah. Anyway, this.
I'm bi stupid.
Yeah, this thing for crazy. I mean, because if you're bipolar, you're halfway crazy.
Oh.
You know, because there's times you're sane, and then there's the half time that you're crazy.
Right.
It can cause coma or death, and you'll have trouble swallowing. I'm like, now, for people who want to take Abilify, I'm thinking that, well, shit, wouldn't that drive you crazy if you couldn't swallow and you go into a coma?
Coma or death. I'm wondering when they were doing these clinical trials, the people that proved that, you know, that these symptoms or side effects can happen. I mean, they had people actually go into coma and death and thought it was okay to still release this drug?
No, my solution is
weed. What?
Mostly
weed.
Yeah. Flomax for people with the enlarged prostate. And free the side effects is runny nose, dizziness, and decrease in semen.
Well, don't you have a decrease in
semen anyway?
When you have an enlarged prostate?
Right, so you just decreasing it more. So if you're
right.
At half mass, you're going to probably be at like 1.4.
What the solution for that is?
Actually, I was being constructive on this one. I say that maybe you just, you know, search the web and find women who like golden showers and just release like that frequently.
I don't understand.
Well, if you're going to urinate all the time anyway.
Is that what a prostate, enlarged prostate makes
you
do?
Yeah, it makes you urinate a lot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Well, there are women out there like golden showers.
Right.
So
instead of taking Flomax and having the runny nose and the dizziness, you just find some women that you can pee on all the time.
Okay.
Or men that you can pee on, because, you know, women can have.
Yeah, we don't discriminate against that.
Right. Name. So you just pee on somebody.
Pee on somebody.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, just pee on somebody. What else did you research there?
Well, there's Chantix, which is an anti-smoking aid, which is kind of funny because it causes nausea, sleep disturbance, constipation, flatulence, and vomiting.
So you keep on smoking if you're going to have all that.
Right. And it also causes what they call suicide ideation.
Keep smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't stop.
Wow. And, you know, it just makes me wonder, again, these clinical trials that they went through to find out what all these side effects are, after knowing that it causes all that, they still decided to put, the risk wasn't large enough to stop it from being put out on the market. I would say, I mean, just one person that would go into coma or death, I wouldn't put the damn drug on the market. But these pharmaceutical companies, okay, well, I'm
going
to have
that. Are you going to get on your soapbox?
No, go on with your.
No, I'm saying this is the point. I mean, Accutane is for people who have excess acne.
Sweet, wash your face.
Right. It's this one.
Proactive.
It caused severe diarrhea, rectal bleeding, black and bloody or tarry stools, fever, chills, body aches.
Okay.
Blue
acne
pimples,
is up here.
Purple spots under your skin.
Your ass is down there.
Blurred vision.
So what does your ass
headache,
have to do with the acne on your
pain
skin?
Pro. Your eyes.
Active.
Hearing problems. Hearing loss.
All of that from
ears.
One drug?
Yeah.
You must have
problems.
Really, 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 really bad acne and want to get rid of it really bad. Proactive.
Well.
There are other proactive.
Well, I'm,
oh, I can't read that.
Yeah, I'm saying that maybe because what's the urban myth that if you have sex, you don't get pimples? Wasn't that the urban myth back
I've
in the day?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, well.
Look, I haven't really been
sick. All right. Anyway, just don't pop it. it's just. all these extra drugs y'all taking, it seems like this shit is worse than the shit you're trying
right.
to cure.
Because you take one remedy to try and fix one thing, but it causes all these, and it just gets me that these clinical trials, they put you through these clinical trials, because I know, they get a bunch of people, and they give them that drug, but then they also get a bunch of people that don't take that drug.
Right.
Or they give them something else. And, you know, they see how they're guinea pigs. Of course, they're being paid for it. But, like, there's one drug on it, coma or death. Now, or rectal bleeding. Okay. Why would you want to put a drug out there that does that? Now, I know that there are drugs that they put out there and then all of a sudden they recall them because it caused all. You know, you could have found that out in the clinical trials. If one person is dying or going to a coma is too many. And it's just, what did people do in the olden days when they didn't have all these drugs?
They just smoked weed.
Weed. Smoke that peace pipe, man.
If I'm not mistaken, Native Americans had the peace pipe.
Mm-hmm. And they smoked that, and they were healthy, and they ate from the earth, and they were healthy. And now, you know, all these chemicals and byproducts and all this other shit that we're putting in our body. I just don't get it. And you know what? We need to call Big Fella.
All right. We're about to call the Big Fella.
We're going to call Big Fella now. Do we have questions on here that we need to answer or anything? Oops.
No, they're
hello.
They're getting their hollow on in there.
Hey. Okay. Big Fella. We're calling you now, Big Fella. I'm going to add you into our little conference. I hope I got the right number.
You got the right number.
I hope so. No, I mean, hopefully I put the right number in there. Oop. I'm going to open up all these in my little browser.
Hello.
Hello. Did someone?
Yeah. What's going on?
What is up with you?
All right, how you doing, man?
Man, what's going on, bro?
I'm good.
You are on?
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, that's a weird ass number y'all called me from.
I know. We're being incognito.
Yeah.
Do I got to watch my language?
No.
No.
Hell, no. Not a bit. Not a bit. Not a bit.
That shit said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, we don't watch shit.
Well, we do, but
yeah.
We don't cover.
How y'all get that weird ass number?
We're using Skype.
That shit is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for real.
Did it scare you?
Man, scared shit out of me. Thought you was dead.
All right, man. Checking out your show. You know, you brought me back home to my grandma watching you.
Oh, man, that's real.
You know, first, how you come up with your name? I kind of know, but how you come up with your name?
What, big fella?
Yeah.
Man, this is a very short story. You know, very short story, man. I just happen to be overweight.
You just happen to be?
I just happen to be a little bit overweight, man. And I mean, he called me that for a long time. And
you
I was like,
hmm.
All right. So when you start cooking?
Man, I started cooking when I was damn near, gotta be seven. Seven, it was like, I was, what they call it? I guess I was a damn latchkey kid.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, I learned that shit about a year ago. No, a couple years ago, they told me, because I was like, man, my mom was just always at work, and I wanted to eat. I had to learn how to make it. They was like, yeah, you're a latchkey kid. I'm like, well, ain't that a bitch? I'm a latchkey kid. I ain't never know my whole life. I ain't never know that. That's kind of a cool ass name too.
You been thinking about switching your name?
Latchkey, big latchkey.
There you go. Now I like
yeah.
better.
Yeah. So I was just hungry all the time, and shit, it was like I get home from school, and I could wait till she got home, or I could fulfill my fat ass taste buds. So I chose option two, man. I used to watch some damn cooking shows and try to do what they did. But we ain't never had none of them ingredients and shit, so I was making all kind of weird shit up.
Oh, wow. That's the essence of cooking right there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you...
Mm-hmm.
Butter don't cook.
Can't
even spell kitchen. But...
Oh, man. You can't cook?
No. Only when I want to.
I prefer
other people cooking for me.
In the microwave.
Shut up.
I feel that. Do you like Stouffer's lasagna?
Uh-huh.
Now, you want me to tell you a secret, man? This is a secret that I've learned.
Uh-oh.
Women love motherfucking Stouffer's lasagna. It is the weirdest shit I've ever encountered. Women love Stouffer's lasagna. That used to be my pimp tool right there. I go get the little bitty box of Stouffer's lasagna and shit. I go heat that motherfucker up, and I stick the box up on the counter so she could see what it was.
Oh.
Like, yeah, baby, I got Stouffer's. Don't trip. Don't trip. I got the stuff. Now, I could have made it myself, but that shit would have cost it a little bit more, and it wouldn't have been Stouffer's.
All right. Well, let me say, if people out there, if you got a question for the big fella, I'll add us at 646-929-2037. Once again, at 646-929-2037.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
When did you decide you wanted to do your own cooking show?
Man, that shit was damn near a fluke, man. I was damn near, I was at in my apartment. I had a little on-campus apartment at school.
Right.
And I made something, man. One day I fried this damn chicken. And, man, it was just so damn tasty. Man, I had the windows up. I had that Frankie Beverly and Mays bumping in the back. I had my incense burning and shit, man. Man, it was just love. The whole vibe was just so wonderful. And I fried this chicken, man. That shit just spoke to me, man. It was something special about the chicken. Then I went over to my partner because I had a roommate. I was like, man, I gave him a little plate and shit. I spread the little parsley on the plate. I'm like, man, I should get me a damn cooking show. He's like, man, you can't get no cooking show. And I was thinking in my mind, like, why can't I get a cooking show?
Right.
And they was like, he was like, man, I don't know why you can't. Because all you really need is a damn camera and a motherfucker cooking.
Exactly.
And I'm like, So I called around, found out they had a camper station. And I went up to the station. It was like, yeah, we'll let you use the camera to edit this shit. All you got to do is buy a tape and get somebody to hold the camera. Man, I found a motherfucker to hold the camera, and it's been on ever since. We started out super low budget and weird, because we didn't really know nothing about no TV. We just had a camera and a fat dude that was going to cook, you know? So people love that shit, man. It was weird. It was weird, the response we got from
it. Where can people see your show?
Man, go to bigfella.tv, www.bigfella.tv. And it's just a bunch of links right now. We're doing a big launch for this shit September the 1st. I'm trying to syndicate it on my own. You know what I'm saying? I've been through all the deals and the BETs and the the big companies, and man, I'm damn near to a point in my mind, man, we don't need them motherfuckers.
That's
I ain't got nothing against them.
Talking about.
We don't need them. We just really physically don't need them.
Right.
Right, because they can't get more viewers than we can.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's just, we all in the same boat. They just got a little bit more money to spend. And the funny shit I learned, not talking about BET, but talking about everybody in general, don't nobody know where to spend that damn money no better than I do.
Right.
So whether you spending $1 million or $100, unless you putting it in the right places, it is fucking pointless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so shit, I spend my little $100 in the right place and make that shit do $1,000 worth of work. You know what I'm saying? Like little hoes, you know what I'm saying? I'm big pimping pockets, and I send each dollar out there like a hoe for me, and they come back with a friend. That's how I like to approach this shit, man. I'm like, what y'all doing with this show, man? This is the shit. Fuck Clear Channel when it comes to doing some real shit like
there
this.
There you go.
Now, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean fuck Clear Channel from the depths of my soul like fuck Clear Channel. I mean fuck Clear Channel like I would tell somebody, man, fuck what you talking about. It ain't really fuck you like I fuck you all the way, but you feel what I'm saying.
Right. Oh,
like, we don't really need you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're here. It's a new day.
Right. You the talent. So,
you know what you need.
You market yourself.
Yep.
And then you do it the right way. And then here come these motherfuckers calling you anyway.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They can't do it without us. They can't do this shit without us.
Right. I mean, because, you know, I've glanced at the food network, and that shit is not really all that exciting.
No, it's kind of
like,
boring.
It's motherfucking cooking some shit that I wouldn't eat.
You know it, though. You know what I'm saying, man.
Man, we
that's the whole point.
Cook.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, I watched your shit, and I was like, oh, this shit has been my favorite forever.
Yeah, you can eat that shit. Not only can you eat that shit, but you can go get that shit for $10, $15. And on my show, if I fuck up,
I'm gonna say this, man. I'm putting it out there. You know when you had your Godfather chicken?
Yeah, that Don Corleone, baby.
That was my college closing the show deal.
See, now that's that player shit.
No, brother.
Hey, you bake that chicken. You know, I would eat cream mushroom.
Man, it don't matter what you use as long as you're using it right, baby.
Exactly.
That's what they fail to understand. Like, motherfuckers talking about they can't cook. Everybody can damn cook, man. Y'all seen Ratatouille?
Yeah.
The cartoon with the motherfucking rats in the kitchen, which is kind of weird, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wasn't
pulling
that shit.
Yeah, that's just kind of nasty and shit,
yeah.
Man. But I got these damn kids, man. These kids love that bullshit. And I like the part with motherfucking Gusto.
Yeah.
Gusto, whole point is anybody can cook, man. All that bullshit people kicking, which you got to be this, you got to be that. I am not a chef at all. I don't even aspire to be a chef. I don't want shit to do with a culinary school.
Yeah.
I don't want shit to do with these critics and all that, because that, I don't give a fuck. I'm like the 80% of people out here who got to go out here, go to work, come home, make some motherfucking money, and put some food on the table for these kids, and I got good-ass fat man taste buds. That's all I am. I'm not a chef. I'm not trying to be. I just got some good-ass taste buds. That's what keep me fat. And I feel like if I can make it, you can make it, and I might fuck up. If I fuck up, we fuck up together. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try some new shit. I try new shit on my show. I try recipes that I saw on TV. Like I seen some shit on the Food Network, the next big star.
Right.
The chick that won. She made this four-step chicken shit. I fucking think that shit is gangster and genius. So I'm going to try some old different shit on my show. And the beauty of it, I can mess up, and the people going to come with me because people do mess up in real life.
Uh-huh.
My shit ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? We ain't perfect.
Cook a perfect meal every damn time. I'm like, that is just impossible.
That's too much fucking pressure, actually.
Now, I'm going to ask you, so who was your, I know you mentioned that you watch these cooking shows, whatever. Who was your cooking show inspiration?
Duh, all day long. Yan Can Cook.
Oh,
Yan Can
Cook. I like him.
Martin Yan. I can't wait to meet Martin motherfucking Yan. I'd have met down there everybody in the world, and I can't wait to meet this motherfucker. Martin Yan from Yan Can't Cook and the pervert ass Frugal Gourmet. They say that motherfucker was touching kids and shit. He had a little freaky little vibe and shit, but I just like how easy going he was with the food, man. He just get in and, yeah, we're going to do it like this. And he's just so peaceful and shit, man. I loved it, that shit, when I was little. I didn't know he was a goddamn pervert.
But that's why it was appealing to you.
Yeah, he was touching my inner me. Fucking pervert.
I know you cook. Now, I saw a piece you had a little song, a little video, Black Rose. I was digging that.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny, man? I've been trying to get my man who used to shoot my shit, because that's all old shit from this first album we put out. Like, I rap and everything, too. I hate to down there admit that I'm a rapper, too, but I am. And it's kind of fucked up, because rap is fucking terrible right now. But I guess
I'm... It's coming back.
It's trying hard, man, and I kind of like where it's trying to go. But we had about 10 years of pure, ignorant, dumb shit.
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, when I listened to your Black Rose, two songs came to mind. One was Denise Williams' Black Butterfly, and the other one was Jungle Brothers' Black Woman. You brought me there on that.
Oh, that's deep, man.
But, you know, I thought of that when I heard it. You know, I was digging it, and I think it's something that a lot of people out there should hear, because I thought it was a great fucking song. And, you know.
Man, that was damn near the... I redid and had, like, kind of reproduced the whole shit. Now I got this album. I was signed to Interscope for a minute. Was doing the music, the TV, the movie shit, all that shit. And I kind of redid that one for this album that I did while I was over there. And I actually got that album done. I'm getting it mixed right now, the process of getting it mixed. And I'm going to put that shit out eventually. But I guess I got to focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
But I'm getting back to that music shit, man. I'm getting back to it, man. Music is making me feel a little bit better now. Like you said, this shit coming around.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore is coming back.
What's back?
The real shit. It's coming. As you can see, these major record labels not selling as much because people are tired of hearing that same old bullshit. And the real shit is all fighting. You know, and that's why I see your show. You know, I think of you like the hardcore amongst all this pop shit. You know, because you can watch the Food Network and you can run off like 25 shows in a row. They all do the same shit. Ain't no flavor to it. Ain't nobody keep my attention. It's bullshit.
It ain't no real people, man, doing real shit. It's that TV bullshit, man. Everybody trying to be on TV instead of being your goddamn self. It's like, just be you, whoever that is. If you corny as fuck, be corny. If you whack, be whack. I like people that's just being they self.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had a lot of people tell me about the show, why they liked it. Because, I mean, man, if y'all could see the first, when it first came on compared to where we are at now, I only put a piece of a new episode out. But it's like, it's a whole nother level of show. But the first show, man, it was one long-ass shot. We had one camera, piece of shit-ass camera. And it was just me in the kitchen looking at this camera. And it was something about it that people watched that shit and kept watching it. And this old lady, she told me, she was like, yeah, you don't go over my head. And that was a simple-ass comment, but it made so much sense to me.
Right.
It was like, damn, that's deep. I can't go over your head because I don't know what's over your head. I'm right here with you. We the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that shit go over your head, that shit went over my head, too.
Right. Well, you see, the thing is, your show is real reality TV.
Yep.
Right.
Not scripted.
That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
You know.
Right. That's real. That's real shit.
It is real. It's not scripted.
Right.
See, I want to start. I got like five other shows. I ain't going to get into them and shit, but I got five other shows that I damn near got pilots and shit shot. Because we just took the Stone Cold approach. The way technology going, man, you could do everything, man.
Yeah.
If you want to do something, all you got to do is do it these days.
Right?
right.
It's just damn do it. Like Nike got that shit right, boy. Just do it.
Just do it.
Right. That's how they did it.
That's how everybody do it. It's shit.
Yeah. Now I got a question. One of the bloggers asked, "What is your favorite dish to make?"
Man, everybody asked me that damn question. Why everybody asked that question? That see now I'm a. I hate people generic ass answers. Everybody asks me that same question. It's like, I don't want to lie to you and shit, so I'm going to keep it real, or would you rather me lie?
No.
Should I lie to keep shit up and make it sound good, or should I keep it
real?
Man, I don't give a fuck, man. I just make sure it tastes good, man. I have no idea my favorite thing to make. It depends on what I'm feeling. I go off of feeling. I'm a feeling person, so I can't say one thing is specifically my favorite thing to make. It's like everything is my favorite thing to make as long as I'm in that moment. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird to it's kind of like painting a damn picture. I can't say this line is better than that line because you got to step back and look at the whole picture, and it's like, ooh, I like the picture. Wow. So I'm kind of there, man. I like the whole situation. My favorite thing to make is a good damn time in the kitchen, man. That's my escape from these damn kids getting on my fucking nerves. The damn bill collectors and shit calling me, trying to get this money. I'm trying to tell them it's a fucking recession. You'll get it when I get it.
Exactly.
The kitchen, I ain't got to worry about none of that shit. I just leave my phone somewhere else and just go deep into that shit, man, and say fuck everybody. So I don't really know what my favorite thing to make is, to be honest, blogger.
Now, where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from the east side of Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah.
Detroit, okay.
Yeah, but I'm down here in Nashville, man. A motherfucker told me a long time ago, and I ain't understand. They said, it ain't where you're from, it's where you pay rent and shit. Well, I mean, I got this bullshit-ass mortgage, but rent mortgage is the same damn concept. So, I mean, I love Detroit. I'm from Detroit, but shit, I'm in Nashville, baby, paying Nashville taxes, walking on these Nashville streets, and I don't give a fuck. This is where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah. Detroit's a wonderful place. Detroit's a wonderful place, though.
You sure it's a wonderful place still right now?
Man, that's why I don't go back, because I don't.
I mean,
that shit made me who I am. So I
feel you there, but I'm like, you know, the shit I'm hearing about Detroit, like, they ain't even talking about putting in a fucking forest, a national forest. There ain't no damn people there. They got just fill in the city and shit.
Oh, wow.
Man, that shit is a ghost town like a motherfucker right now.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's like, shit, that industrial age shit is over, man. That shit they taught us in school about Henry Ford and all the motherfuckers and all them steel motherfuckers and Carnegie. That shit is over. You know what I'm saying? And Detroit was an industrial motherfucking revolution-ass time.
Right. Well, I saw where they even have people who are bringing the food into the stores. They have armed guards.
Really?
Because folks is like bum-rushing the food truck guys and stealing the shit.
Oh, shit.
Man, you want me to tell you some dumb shit, man? I feel I don't even want to say this, man. Fuck, it's my city.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, these motherfuckers, man. Everybody, you know you can buy a house for $1,500 in Detroit right now, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you can buy like a whole house, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. My cousin told me, he said, well, the motherfuckers got their tax returns back. I'm thinking everybody going to go out and try to come up. Man, motherfuckers went out and bought Cadillacs and all type of shit. Motherfucking Detroit, boy. They say Detroit is the number one. Now, I don't know how true this statistic is, but it feels true to me. But it's the number one buyer, number one in the nation purchaser of Cadillacs and cognac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always been the Cadillac capital.
The cognac is just people trying to drink their problems away. You know, when you as you know, that when people lost everything, they like fun. The fun dollars get spent on what used to be what they spent on bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, I lost anyway. I might as well enjoy this last little couple hundred dollars.
Right. Yeah.
So what's up with y'all, man? Tell me, Butter Pecan, how you get your name? Where'd that come from?
It doesn't have anything to do with ice cream. It's a nickname because of the color of my skin.
Oh, shit. You one of them, huh?
Oh, I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean?
One of them.
That's one of my favorite colors and flavors.
Butter pecan is not a color.
Uh-oh. It is a color.
Butter pecan?
It always looks the same. When I buy ice cream, that shit always looks the same. It's down there between tan and cream and white and brown. And
I'm not white. I'm not dark.
What are you?
She's everything.
I'm Asian.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Asian, Hawaiian.
I'm Filipino Hawaiian.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, you can get her with your food, man. All you gotta do is drop her in dish. You got it. She never leave your house.
Oh man, that's not good.
I'm not.
So we can have a good time, but you got to get the fuck up out of here.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yeah. So I know since you been doing the show whatnot, you think people treat you differently now?
Man, I've been doing the show, damn man. To be honest and shit, I damn near been the same person my whole life.
And we not talking about you. We talking about everybody else. Cause you know, I know you ain't changing. But
man, I tell you, people. I mean, I guess it's a little bit heightened, and you have motherfuckers that deal with you excitedly, but my show is kind of a reflection of me, so it's a genuine feeling. So when people come up to me, I guess they feel that, and they talk to me like that. It's not like a deranged shit. Motherfuckers just want to talk. You know what I'm saying? Feel like they're my friend and shit already. That's kind of weird sometimes, or used to be weird. I've been doing the show so long, like on the underground, that it's kind of a regular thing. And even without the show, I've always been the same dude and had the same type of, I don't even know the word, but motherfuckers always treat me like that and shit. Always want to talk to me and shit. I guess it's just...
How long you been doing the show?
Man, I started this show in like 01 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Small ass community. It's like 120,000 people in the city. And I started it there on public access there. And shit, I probably did it consistently till about 04. And then I went through the whole situation with all the big deals and all that bullshit and everybody trying to tell you what you should change. Like, I love it, man. This shit is great, man. My wife loves it. My kids, they ask me, could you give me another one of those, the DVDs of it? And, but man, we should change the kitchen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we change this, or when we play up, when you crack your jokes and shit.
Right.
I'm like, dog, this is not fucking, I don't write this shit down. This is just me in the kitchen.
Right.
Like, damn, I can't be myself and shit.
Right.
But the funny part is, it's not like they're saying, don't nobody like it, or, no, they writing checks for this shit. Man, we love it. My family love it. Let's change this. Like, if it ain't broke, don't break it.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
I don't get it, man. I don't even get it.
Actually, that reminds me of that the movie, I don't know if you ever saw The Five Heartbeats. Where they had the, you know, they came out with their first album, and then they're looking like, why aren't we on the album? They're like, well, you know, we're talking about crossing you over to the public. And then he said, well, why they can't cross over to us?
Mm-hmm.
And when I see your show, I think of that. You know, I
really appreciate that.
Your show is hip-hop. And when I say your show is hip-hop, it's just like, you're not scripted.
Right.
You just come out there, I'm cooking some shit, I'm saying what's on my mind, and this is what's happening.
Man, my partner always tell me that shit, man. My partner is a guy... named Commissioner Gordon Williams, man. He did a lot of big-ass albums. Did Lauryn Hill shit and Josh Stone, Amy Winehouse album. But he's just a solid dude, and he's one of the motherfuckers that was around back in the day when hip-hop started in New York, you know what I'm saying? Any Eli, either y'all from New York?
No.
No.
Oh, that's good shit, then. New York motherfuckers, they have a, they think they special because motherfuckers, Grandmaster Flash, they have the turntables in 87 and shit.
Right. I'm like, yeah, Grandmaster Flash is special, you not.
Yeah, man, like, shit, just because you're New York, like, go with that shit. I always talk shit to them about that shit, like, New York motherfuckers got an interesting-ass arrogance.
Yeah.
And they know that shit. They know that shit, too. That's the funny part. I like motherfuckers from New York, but them motherfuckers all think they the shit, boy.
Right. And it's like,
New York, if you listen to this shit, I love you, motherfucker. You know you're arrogant, though. Don't hate on me.
Oh, well, I mean, it's true. I mean,
it's true. It's like, so true.
We the hype. I remember a dude, you know, I'm from New Orleans. Dude is arguing about food. And he's like, oh, New York got better food than New Orleans. I'm like, what? New York is famous for hot dogs. Yo, you can get some good hot dogs at the ballpark. That's really, that's your food?
Yep.
Yeah, like, so I'm not even going to go there on that New York shit.
Yeah, man, you ain't got to go there, man. New York, oh, y'all, if you from New York and you listen to this, you know you arrogant, so don't be hating. Don't talk that shit. Y'all know y'all think y'all special.
So,
and I'll listen, thank you.
But,
yeah.
On the road, going on tour.
What's that?
Like that, you taking your show on the road, going on tour, anything like that?
Oh, man, that shit coming, man. I'm just trying to take a step at a time and try to conquer these, the airwaves and shit, any local or smaller stations. I'm trying to conquer them, and then I'll definitely be on the road with it, coming and doing that shit live at a club or some shit, having some damn fun, cooking in the kitchen, frying some damn chicken for the world, basically.
Hey, you got an obligation to cook some good shit for folks so that some of these people, not mentioning no names, like brother, can learn how to cook some good shit.
Look.
Razz, I tell y'all,
I don't want to learn how to cook.
Okay.
You want to learn how to cook?
No.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people who can't cook.
Okay.
That's the kitchen. You can teach these people
that want to learn how to
cook.
Yeah,
they just walking by their kitchen every day. Teach them they can do something in there.
Yeah.
Man, the deep shit that kind of messed me up, man. It's like all them recipes from grandmama and great grandmama. That shit used to get passed down.
Right.
I know a lot of these young ladies don't even fuck with it no more. So it's like we losing a piece of our culture and shit, man.
Oh well, you know that's a whole nother show.
It's the same way with all the other shit as it is with food. That's how I look at it, man. Like everything we do. As motherfucking African-American culture in America, man, we set the motherfucking pace. We do. We motherfucking hip-hop. Now that Old Spike talking about swagger and shit. They say hip-hop was some bullshit.
Yeah, I thought.
Nice.
I'm like,
yeah, they,
oh, I'm going to put some deodorant on that's going to make hair grow. I want that shit.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
That's the dumbest
shit. Shit is crazy, man. Shit is amazing. But I think the only thing that really hasn't been touched on, you know what I'm saying? What we say is the cool shit. What we wear is the cool shit. Motherfuckers making multi-billion-dollar companies off what we wear and what we say and how we walk. But ain't nobody really conquered what the fuck we eat.
Right.
You got people that dabbled into this shit, but I'm trying to turn that into a whole industry.
Hey, brother.
How we, not even what we eat, but how we create what we eat.
Right.
The spirit behind that shit.
Well, I mean, we just talking about good food. I mean, I don't personally like eating out because I feel like I can cook better than them.
Man, I feel that shit.
See, you know, I'm like, why am I going to pay these folks all this extra money and I cook better than everybody in the kitchen?
You ain't lying.
You know, I mean, because I like, you know, I was kind of latchkey. You know, I was the oldest. So I had to do a lot of
shit. Oh, shit. You had to do everything.
So, you know.
I was latchkey.
Anyway. You do a little thing. And I was like, you did some stuff in the house. Like, I know I sat at my grandma's leg and just watched her cook. I'll cook in the kitchen with her. That's how I learned how to make the pie, the bread pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. You know, I. So.
Why would I learn how to cook if I got other people cooking for me?
Right.
His sweet potato pies are good. Well, so, you know, I get everybody cooking for me.
Yeah, because when
we... You ever made a sweet potato cobbler?
Huh?
A sweet potato cobbler?
Yeah, you ever made one of them?
Nah.
Man, try that shit, man. It's interesting. Because it's kind of like the pie and the cobbler kind of meat.
Right.
And that shit is wonderful, actually, if you do it right.
Okay, well, I mean, that's messing around with the press. I can work with that.
That's what I'm saying. If a man can make a solid-ass crust, it's a million places to go from there. That's kind of like the root of the whole shit is some good crust.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, summertime, I don't need to do more baking. Cause it's like,
too hot.
It's too hot for all that. But
that's right.
Summertime, I'm open.
Well, it's coming.
Every day, all day.
I'm some sweet potato cobbler.
I'm trying to tell you. I make this 7-Up a Hennessy pound cake, man, and that's fucking wonderful.
Hennessy pound cake?
7-Up a Hennessy pound cake.
Wow.
It's tasty. It's very tasty.
Yeah, we're having a party over here in San Diego.
Where y'all at? Y'all on the West Coast, huh?
We're in San Diego.
West Coast rocks here. Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Diego.
In fact, we're about to have H-Dub is about to have an entertainment summit in October.
Hey.
Yeah, she's trying to get you to come over here and cook.
Yeah. Man, I was down there love to and shit. I was down there love to. We got to rap about that.
All right, so.
That'll be the shit.
So what's next for you? What you got?
Man, what's next, man? To be honest, what's next is I'm about to motherfucking take over this TV shit without even going through these big companies, and it's going to fuck them up. I'm about to do it all sitting right under their nose, right there, not even dealing with them. Turn down their little deals, all that shit, because I'm about to do this shit on the low.
Huh.
And it's been 2 years, they're going to be surprised like a motherfucker.
I don't think it's on the low, actually. I mean, because if you look at it, what? Everybody's cable, satellite, whatnot, got what? 700, 800 channels.
Mm-hmm.
So you already know nobody's got a monopoly on nothing. And as you.
But that's real.
Right. You got your bigfella.tv.
There you go.
It's like, you know, you're like a cable channel like they are. So you can get just as many viewers as them. You can get as many sponsors as them.
And you control your own content.
Right. That way.
See, that's the key right there. That's the
right.
key.
Well,
that's the key. Because they will mess your shit up and then look at you like you crazy for listening to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, isn't that what happened to Dave Chappelle? They tried to control his content.
Yep.
He wasn't going for it. They kicked him off. And he was the number one show in the United States. So, I mean,
by far the number one show, too.
Right, the number one selling DVD of all time. And he was talking about how they were trying to control his content. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize when they talk about you saying you turned down the deals and I want to be the man, that there's something to be said for being the man and being able to make these executive decisions for yourself.
For yourself.
Man.
Yep.
Hey, man, to that shit, man. That shit
well,
is deep. Everything.
I mean, because this way, hey, if it fails, you did it your
right.
way.
You did it your way.
You know,
mm-hmm.
If you fail doing it somebody's else way,
who you
going to
play?
You know,
y'all spitting nothing but that hot shit.
Hey, I can take this if I'm not good enough.
Right.
You know, I
mean, me too. I'm with that. If my idea is whack, then I'm willing to say I lost because my idea was whack. That's cool with me.
Yep.
Like, I take it. If it's on me, I'm good with that. I made the decision to do it. I'm down to fall for it. But not because your ass
right.
got a dumbass idea.
Right. Make it look bad.
And got to get all this input from other people that have nothing to do with your shit.
Well, especially when you're talking about people who can't cook.
For people who don't even understand, like you say, my shit has kind of got the hip-hop spirit. It's that fuck you. This is how we do it. Ain't no script, ain't no nothing. We got a camera like you, and we in the kitchen, and we doing it. It's completely different. And they don't really understand that shit. They don't even understand what's behind it. Like, my shit is not a cooking show. You can't. That's what I tell people when they look at it, and I'm sitting there with them, like, don't look at it like a cooking show. Just look at it.
Right. I look at it like you're an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just watch it. Just watch it. And if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. But don't go into it with preconceived, you got to be Martha Stewart.
I can honestly say I didn't know who Martha Stewart was until she got arrested.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm like, what is she going to cook that I want to eat?
Man, you know what, though, man? To be honest, Martha Stewart is one of my motherfucking role models, boy. Her and Oprah, that's what I tell everybody. If you put Martha Stewart, Oprah, and Snoop Dogg in a bag and shook their ass up, big fella, get up out that bag. You know what I'm saying? Because Martha Stewart, say I like about Martha Stewart, people understand Martha Stewart is gangster.
Oh, no. When she went to jail behind that shit that nobody else goes to jail for, I had crazy respect for her. Because, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm like, hold on. Everybody do that insider trading shit, and she's the only one that went to jail? She's the only one that got killed.
So you never seen that movie they did that was Cybill Shepherd played her?
Oh, no. Which movie was that?
Oh, my goodness. Find that shit. You gonna have a newfound respect for Martha Stewart. She crazy as fuck. She crazy as she is. Somebody riding the short yellow bus shit, but she but she is gangster.
Well, what people call crazy, other folks call genius. So.
Exactly. Martha Stewart is the G up from the feet up all day long. She just smacked the shit out of motherfuckers.
Hey, sometimes.
She played that Martha Stewart nice lady role, but she had choked the shit. She had walked somewhere and choked the shit out of somebody.
Hey, sometimes people need to be choked the shit out of.
Well, look where she is now.
Hey, I mean, because it's like I give mad respect to Oprah. You know, you talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Oprah been around since I was a little kid. It's like she's still rolling.
Yep.
No.
I tell y'all. Funny, I live in the neighborhood Oprah grew up in, right?
Right.
In East Nashville, so every day when I go for my morning walk, the cross street by this community center I take my kids to, it's like a block down. I got this part of my walk is her father's street. It's called Vernon Winfrey. It's a side street. And every day, he got a little barber shop right here on the corner right by my house. And every day, I just walk past that shit and look up like, ain't this a bitch? I'm right here. This shit is about to go down.
Hey, well, I mean, you know, as symbolism goes, it could be just one of them things that, you know, you could be. Well, I don't think you could be. I know you on the cusp of doing something great. I mean, because your shit is real. It's not something that can be duplicated. It's just, I got no extra words for it. Your shit is just dope.
It's funny.
Man, you don't know how much I appreciate that shit, man.
It's real. I mean, I'm a fan, so I'm watching your shit, and I'm like, damn, let me try that shit.
Yeah.
I look at it like, hey, I'm in the kitchen, too. So I'm like, anything that I can change my shit up, because I eat like 8 meals. Like, I cook 8 of the same thing. I ain't really ventured out. You done got me venturing out now.
But I tell you, though, man, you got the motherfucking magic key right there. That's what people don't understand. You ain't got to be able to make everything, motherfucker. Make one thing real good, then be able to switch that one thing up, and you got 8 meals in one meal. And then you start doing extra shit add-on. That's what I tell motherfuckers. If you don't like cooking or you don't think you know how, get one recipe, one food that you like. Go to a restaurant, eat some shit at goddamn Ruth Chris or goddamn Jay Alexander, Burger King, something that you like, go home and try to make that shit. And work on that shit at least 2-3 times a week until you perfect that. And once you perfect that, that's one down. And you can make your favorite shit now. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to make everything.
No, I ain't trying to make everything. I'm making my favorite shit.
Oh, I can tell. You say you got 8 things. Shit, that's the type of motherfucker I like right there.
I like
you got your repertoire.
I don't like
this is my repertoire.
Hey, it's all about having a repertoire. Mm-hmm. All right. So, once again, tell the people where they can find you at.
Man, y'all go to bigfella.tv. That's www.com. No, what the fuck? www.bigfella.tv. Go to bigfella.tv and just, it ain't shit. I ain't got it linked up to this community shit. Man, I'm about to do the, everything will be done in the next couple weeks. We going live on a couple stations with the show on the 1st, on September 1st. So that shit will be up on the site after we put it up. It'll be on the site. Motherfucker can go watch that shit. Okay. And I'm telling you, it's about to be wonderful. I'm going to got this community site we're going to do. And it's kind of in the spirit of that Ratatouille thing, that Cousteau. Everybody can cook. I want everybody to come on there and be part of the community and upload your own videos of you cooking. Like the same way I did that shit, I thought everybody could do that shit. Get you a camera. You got camera phones now. You got the flip. It's easy to do. Tape yourself cooking dinner in the kitchen and upload it on the site, and we're going to be giving away TVs and money and shit to whoever is, like, the best one. Everybody vote the best.
All right.
Just some cool shit, man. You know, some real cool shit.
Hey, I might throw some shit on there, so.
I already know. We're going to find the next real, I like to call this real, like you say, it's real reality.
Wow.
We're going to find the next real reality cooking show on that site. Because I'm like, I'm trying to put people on, man. I don't give a damn. I am not trying to hold nobody back. Like, oh, you cook too? You trying to block my shine? Like, man, hell nah. I help people every day get their TV show together. Like, if I could do it, you could do it. Guaranteed. If I could do it, you could do it. If you don't know how to do it, ask me, motherfucker. I'll show you.
Right.
I'll show you how to get your own show just like I did. You can do that shit. You just got to go do it.
All right.
But there ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Right. Well, first I want to say thank you for coming on the show, man.
Thank y'all, man. Fuck that. Thank y'all. I appreciate both of y'all, man. Butter Pecan, the homie Dick Hugger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I want to say, of course, you know, I'm going to be checking you out, and anytime you want to come on, anytime. Open.
Well, man, shit, shoot me an email. Everybody, man, go on that bigfella.tv, hit one of them links. Go to Facebook or damn, what else we got on there? Let me look at this shit. We got the Facebook. Man, go to Facebook or some shit, anything. Just find me on that shit. It's bigfella.tv on everything. Twitter, Facebook, MySpace is Bigfella News, but ain't nobody fucking with MySpace no more. I mean, I'm on there if you want Bigfella News, but don't nobody fuck with that shit, man. Get up with the times. Step your computer game up. hit me up on that Facebook, man, and let's connect and talk. Man, I like talking to everybody, man. So, like, if you hit me up, I ain't on no, okay, I got somebody to handle that. Like, fuck that. I always got to make time to talk to anybody that want to talk to me. Cause that's a blessing within itself. The fact that y'all even think I'm worth talking to, I appreciate that more than you know, man.
Now, we appreciate you, man, because, you know, people like you keep us motivated to do shit.
Definitely.
Man, I just heard an English lady on the phone or something.
Yeah, telling us we're running out of time.
We're running out of time.
Oh, that's gangster. She's a gangster. First, y'all call me like the feds. Y'all got an English lady dropping bombs on me. Butter pecan can't cook.
Do it.
All right, man.
Butter pecan can't cook, man.
I'm
going to be hollering at you. Holler at me, man. Both y'all holler at me. Everybody, I'm going to holler at y'all, though. Like, email me.
All right.
Like, we get off the phone. Call me. I want to get y'all numbers, and we hook up for real, for real. I'm going to come out that way.
Cool.
And everybody listening, man, go to bigfella.tv and hit me up, man. Hit a play up for real, for real. Don't be no dummy. Get that money.
Thank you.
All right, y'all.
We'll hit you after the show.
Okay, be blessed.
You too. Good night.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, I'm Dick Hugger.
And Butter Pecan. You're listening to Smooth Drama. We'll see y'all on Tuesday night, same time, same place. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.